My thoughts, probably negative, because I don't really agree with lots of his views, and also having three prime ministers within how long? A few months. It's not really good.
It gets worse and worse, really, doesn't it? It's with one out and worse in, so it's not good. I don't like it. But hopefully, fingers crossed, this means that next election might come forward, and if it doesn't, then next election, hopefully, it's a guaranteed loss for them.
I think it's an act of desperation. He is Cameron May Johnson, fifth consecutive Prime Minister who initially became Prime Minister without benefit of a general election. He is hopelessly compromised, as the Suella Braverman situation is showing. He is dependent on the support of the far right of the Tory party, and he had to give her a job back to get her support, to get their support, and she's already made it clear that that was a very bad decision for him to make. So I can't see how this one's going to work out, because you can't possibly pull that stunt again. But they're not going to call a general election when they know they're not going to win it, so it's difficult. But I think we're seeing possibly the end of the Conservative Party, and by that I don't just mean this government, I mean possibly as a party of government permanently. That may be wishful thinking on my part.
I don't know. Rishi Sunak, his priorities, tell you what, is not with the people. He thinks the major problems at the moment are like immigration, things like that.
Personally, I don't think Rishi Sunak is the right Prime Minister for the people. He has his own agenda rather than for the people's.